time again then on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. A very good morning to you, Martin.
And to you, Kalani.
Good to see you. Well, NUM and AMCU leadership have been sitting around the same table ahead of Wednesday's CCMA verification exercise at Impala Platinum.
Yeah, there's an important verification exercise coming up. We know that the big problem started at Impala Platinum, and the issue of National Union of Mine Workers having a majority position. This is going to be verified now. So on Wednesday, the count will take place to see exactly what the numbers are, how many people are supporting National Union of Mine Workers, how many people are supporting AMCU, the new union. And if it turns out that the National Union of Mine Workers on the Impala lease area has lost this majority, it then has 3 months to try and regain it. If it fails to regain it, Implats are now saying that they will unravel that agreement and they will come up with a new multi-union dispensation to accommodate this new multi-union situation. Already they say it is visible, if you just take the naked eye, that there is a sort of a change in the following of the union membership. But that's not good enough. It has to actually be done by the statutory body, which is the Council for Conciliation, Mediation and Arbitration, the CCMA, has to go in there officially and to verify this. And this will be done on Wednesday. In the meantime, they say that they regularly the situations of NUM and AMCU leadership sitting at that same table, which is very, very important. They've been fostering this idea that both are the voices of the workforce. They both need to come together. And so the whole situation of the wages has come up because there's been an international lie that has been spread around the world that rock drill operators earn 4,000 rand a month. You know, the chamber was at pains this week to say that is absolute misinformation. And it has gone around the world. The reality is that those RDOs earn between 10,000 rand and 12,000 rand a month. And so that is a situation that has been confirmed at the highest level by the Chamber of Mines. We do have a situation in the union situation now is that some of these operations are becoming cash negative. So you know, there's a danger that there will be a lot more retrenchments if we can't nip this whole thing in the bud.
Gee, Martin, just so much information around that. And by the way, that verification process we certainly will be following very closely because it's going to be very important. In other news, Chinese are ripping the heart out of Southern Africa's aluminium smelting business through cheap oversupply, Martin.
No, this is a situation. We had got into the aluminium business in a big way. Our whole eastern coast in South Africa, not only South Africa, but Mozambique, started importing the bauxite because we don't produce the bauxite here, and the alumina, and turning that into aluminium. And it was a fantastic business. We were world leaders in efficiency. But along came the Chinese, and they cracked the code. And they are producing at such a level now that these operations, particularly our hillside operation and bayside operation in KwaZulu-Natal, are just becoming cash cows that are not growing. And the investment into them will cease. Because if you look at the production levels of the Chinese now, 80% of the demand growth to the year 2020 is already covered by projected supply. And in 3 years, 100% will be covered, which means that there is just no room for growth for our operations here, particularly if Chinese come in at a very low cost, which they're doing. So you'll find that BHP Billiton, which owns this, is not going to put another cent of capital growth into this. And they said that and made it clear. In fact, you know, this has become the subject of impairment testing, which means that it's in a fairly critical way. And at the same time, we can see BHP Billiton, the biggest company, just putting its problem children together. Nickel and aluminium have come together. So that is a bad warning sign for our aluminium business on the East Coast. And it's such a tragedy because if you look at the actual physical sales of aluminium, it was the most heavily traded metal. So we would be making a killing at the moment as South Africa. But because the Chinese have come in and disrupted this market, we've actually gone ex-growth.
Of course, more news then from the platinum sector. Black-owned, black-managed and black-operated Royal Bafokeng Platinum is taking steps to cut jobs and introduce mechanized mining.
Yes, you see the situation in the platinum industry at the moment, you know, it's focusing the mind because we noticed at the RB Plat, and that's the Royal Bafokeng Platinum, and it's a paragon of transformational virtue. I mean, this is not only black-owned, not only black managed, but it's also black staffed and black operated, they are having to pull in their horns at the moment. And it was apparent at their presentation of results because the actual members of the union were there. And you don't often have that at a presentation of results, of financial results. But they were there because there was an announcement that they also needed to hear. And the union is working with RB Platts on this to actually reduce the labor count at the RB Platt business, Bafokeng Rasamoni. And also, they made it clear that going forward, they're going to introduce mechanization at their new Stale Drift project. So that means that, you know, there is more capital intensity and less labor intensity. And we do see this coming through now. Again, at the Implats discussion yesterday, the new CEO, Terence Goodlace, made it clear that mines are going to have to look at mechanization. We know the gold industry has made it clear they're going to have to look at new technologies. We even see in Australia that the deferment of the massive big project there in uranium and copper, it's been deferred so that they can look at new technology. You know, that means fewer jobs. So in these high-intensity business, you know, we mustn't expect an enormous amount of jobs. They create the wealth that creates the jobs further downstream. So that is the situation at the moment. RB Platt saying you've got to be able to cut your costs because at least then you might be the last to be belly up, which was a bit of a joke at the presentation.
Well, on that story, we expect more a little later on today. I've just received a message from the spokesperson of NUM, Lesiba Sishoga. He says there will be a press conference at the NUM branch at Royal Bafokeng. So we obviously are expecting the NUM to comment on that announcement by Royal Bafokeng. For now, though, Martin Krima, we thank you very much for coming through. Martin Krima is publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He'll be back at the coalface at the same time next Friday. Martin, thank you.
Thank you, Colin.